This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People feeling the financial effects of the pandemic have asked for $3.4 million in housing assistance so far this month. Numbers from Colorado's Housing Department show the state has received more than 800 applications for the week ending March 7th. The department has approved about 1,000 applications, which have piled up in recent months. About $3 million in assistance has been released. Pueblo's health department says the county will open a max vaccination clinic at the Colorado State Fairgrounds March 22nd. It's part of the state's effort to ramp up vaccinations and get all Coloradans 16 and older who want a vaccine inoculated by the summer. Health officials expect the clinic to vaccinate up to 6,000 people a day. As the snow piled up around the metro area Sunday, CDOT, the State Patrol, and the National Weather Service all said the same thing: stay home. The roads were too treacherous and many highways were closed, but that didn't stop some people. Christy Johnson went out for a drive with a friend at the height of the blizzard and regretted it.
I just came to ride with a friend and we got stuck getting off the highway. It's bad. I wish we wouldn't have come out.
Johnson was headed back home after getting stuck, but law enforcement agencies say they were rescuing stranded drivers late into Sunday night all along the Front Range. Getting around today may still be difficult in some spots. CDOT updates road conditions at cotrip.org. The storm was one of the top four storms ever for Metro Denver, with just over 2 feet of snow reported at DIA. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.